Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alongside John Martin and RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. This is BetMGM. You five different ranked matchups to get to this weekend, and we want to dive into each and every one of them, so we're not screwing around. We're going to get right to it. We'll get to the third Saturday in October, Tennessee and Alabama, USC Notre Dame, LSU Vandy, and a big one in the Big 12, Utah and BYU. But let's start in Athens. Georgia hosting Ole Miss. It is a 7.5-point spread. Ole Miss comes in undefeated, but other than the LSU win, is there anything really spectacular on their resume? Georgia comes in. I mean, they're the Bulldogs. It's Kirby. It's at home. It's not Alabama that they're playing. 50-2 in their last 52 home games, John. I think Georgia wins this one, but 7.5 in an SEC matchup, especially with Trinidad Chambliss playing the way he has since he took over at quarterback, I got a hard time seeing this one being more than a touchdown game. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't think it's probable. If I had to place a bet on this one, I'd take the Rebels in the 7.5, even if I believe Georgia wins it outright.
Yeah, Georgia opened at 6.5, and it's just been Georgia money. You know, I can't say it's like just an avalanche, but enough to push it past a very key number of 7 and now to 7.5, which is another key number. We're learning key numbers today in football. I'm happy to help. Listen, I love the Trinidad Chambliss story as much as anybody else. It's really a great story. The fact that they found this guy at Ferris State, I mean, I don't even know how anybody did that. It's just remarkable. And that he's come in and been awesome. Just unbelievable. Ole Miss hasn't played a road game with Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback. They were at Kentucky with Simmons. He got hurt. Chambliss came in, did a pretty good job. Otherwise, it's been in the friendly confines of Vaught Hemingway there in Oxford. And you're telling me that, you know, he's going to continue to have the same success in his first SEC start ever? You're right, Chris. I mean, 7.5 is getting out there. There's no doubt about that. But I do think Georgia will lean on him. It's hard to bet Georgia given how they looked, but I would just say, hey, you know, it's a big difference playing that Auburn defense, you know, on the road versus coming back home against a quarterback making his first SEC road start ever. So I would lean Georgia here. I don't have anything on it. You know, if they wanted to get spicy and take it back to 7, I might flirt with the 7 just to get that push. But I would lean Georgia winning this one.
Man, I had Ole Miss plus 8. You just kind of talked me out of it, and it's too late. It's one of those it's too late for me kind of things, all right?
It's a good number. 8's a good number, man.
8's a great number, but it's too late because I didn't realize this was Chambliss' first road start. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. And then I also made this play before Lane Kiffin decided to fat shame Kirby Smart. You know, and that's one of the things you got to worry about with Lane Kiffin is you can't bet too early because he is going to say something stupid throughout the course of the day. That's why you can't trust visor guy. And the problem is both of these coaches are visor guys.
Yeah.
All right. And that's just a problem, you know, but, initially, like, look, if this was, I was on Ole Miss. I'll stay on Ole Miss. I mean, I have them. I'm kind of screwed either way. I think the eight's too much. Georgia's not impressed me. They have not impressed me this year. They beat my team, but I think they got outplayed in that game. That was just a simple fact that we blew it. Our coach decided to go a little conservative. He's a quarterback. Go figure. Should be conservative, but he decided to go conservative, and it cost us the game. So I like Ole Miss. Give me Lane Kiffin. Let's knock Georgia out of there. You know, we need Georgia to get out. You get a second loss, knock them out. Maybe Texas could take care of them later on, and then we don't have to worry about them.
On behalf of Kirby Smart and Bulldogs fans everywhere who are looking for the disrespect angle, we'd like to applaud that decision right now. We're clapping. You see that?
Yeah.
I'm clapping, just like Kirby Smart does. Just like that. You can't hear it because my hands aren't actually making contact. I'm calling a timeout. We're going to leave that where it lies. The other big SEC matchup, which I know Choppy is excited for as he's drenched in orange right now. Number 11, Tennessee, going down to Tuscaloosa. Number 6, Alabama Crimson Tide. Another 7.5, 8.5, somewhere in that range, depending on where you find it. Shop around, kids. Matchup on the third Saturday in October. I don't need to say this for Choppy to know it, John. The Vols have not won in Tuscaloosa since 2003. He's plugging his ears right now. On the other side of things, Jam Miller, we'll see what his status is after taking an ugly hit right along the sideline last week, questionable with a concussion. Josh Heupel, 2-2 against Alabama. Kalen DeBoer, as we know, 0-1 against Tennessee, but this one in Alabama, John.
Yeah, I don't have as much of an opinion on the side here, although, I mean, I would be tempted just to take the 8.5 with Tennessee because I think they're going to have success offensively, and that's why I like the over. I like the over at 58.5. I think both teams are going to score. We know that Josh Heupel's going to – there's going to be, like, what, you know, 150 plays in this game. It's going to be something crazy, right? I think this is going to be a back and forth affair. You know, I think these are two, as far as I'm concerned, pretty evenly matched teams. So I think there's a real chance for overtime as well. So I would take the 58.5, kind of sit back and enjoy the fireworks, because I think that's what you're going to get in this one.
I like the over two. You know, we don't play well on the road. This is Tennessee under Heupel has not been a very good road team. Save for Vanderbilt last year, which they were down 14 zip to start, and then LSU a couple of years earlier. I think it was Brian Kelly's first year. It has not been a great road football team. That said, you know, I still can't get the stink of Florida State game out of my head when it comes to Alabama. And I know they've beaten some good teams since, and I know they played really good football, and I know Ty Simpson's playing Heisman Trophy level. It's still there. It's still there. What is Missouri? What is Missouri? You know, obviously, like, I'm not gonna, you know, there's value on the Tennessee money line. I just would never bet that. That's not a good bet. I think you have maybe a 20% chance of that bet hitting. I think the over's in play. I think that both of these offenses are just humming, and Tennessee's defense stinks.
Yeah, that's a big part of it as well. We'll get to another SEC matchup in just a second, but let's pivot to another rivalry game. USC now in the Big Ten at Notre Dame. Number 20 Trojans visiting the number 13 Fighting Irish. Talk about big totals. This one's sitting up north of 60. We're talking about 61-ish, 61.5 at BetMGM. Makes sense, especially with what USC has done on offense. They're getting 9.5, anywhere from 8.5 to 9.5. Again, shop around, find the best number depending on what you're looking at in this one. The thing that stands out to me, John, you're talking about the second best passing offense if we just go by yardage in the country. USC putting up over 325 passing yards a game against a Notre Dame defense that is ranked 105th against the pass. 8.5, if you can get more, too rich for me. I would not place a money line bet, but USC's defense, in my opinion, is much better than any recent USC defense we've seen. I want to see how CJ Carr handles it. The advantage here, it is in South Bend, but I would definitely take USC in the points if you're giving me more than 8.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised with how physical USC was against Michigan last weekend. Just didn't expect it at all. And, you know, maybe if the old fumble doesn't happen. I guess that was on the USC tight end that Michigan forced. That could have been, you know, even worse, right? I have these visions of Lincoln Riley teams in my head, and they very rarely look like that. So, yeah, I mean, this USC team looks different. They look capable. We know the offense is going to be able to score with Lincoln Riley. So, you know, is there a world where Notre Dame can just get whatever they want, you know, in the running game? Obviously, they're with Jeremiah Love, certainly, but I don't know. I think this USC team can travel. I think they can, you know, compete and hang around in this game. We know they can put up points. So I would lean to the points with the dog here. I don't have anything on it, but I would lean towards USC in this one.
I've got USC in this one with the points. You know, I wouldn't take a money line, but it's not a bad USC team. They're not terrible. I still need to see Notre Dame, you know, actually beat a real quality opponent. They've played good teams this year. They've just lost to them by the slimmest of margins. You can't penalize them too much for that. But yeah, I think this is going to be one of those games where Notre Dame wins. They did probably win by 7 points. So give me the I'll take the extra 2.5 and I'll go home.
It'll be the first time USC has beaten South Bend, if they can pull it off, in 14 years. Notre Dame 0-2 in their first two games of the year against ranked teams, obviously Miami and Texas A&M. Early in the season. LSU, number 10 in the country, but another one of those teams. What are they? Getting 2.5 on the road in Nashville against Vandy, 17th-ranked Commodores. Still all about living Pavia Loca. What can Diego Pavia do for you? If he can get loose, especially on the ground, if he can make the right throws, if he can avoid turning the ball over as he did against Alabama, I really like Vandy if I'm laying less than a field goal here, John. I just don't see LSU's offense producing enough. They haven't shown it to us yet this year. I don't know if going into Vanderbilt is – I can't believe I'm saying that sentence. Going into Vanderbilt is the place where they can do it.
Yeah, like how do the kids say it? Hard watch. That's LSU's offense. Hard watch, man.
Hard watch. I swear. Man.
I watched them all night. Against South, my neighbor is a huge LSU fan, and so he got the TVs out, and we watched it outside, and it was great. But the game was terrible, and the offense was awful. I mean, I know there were some goal line turnovers, things like that. I mean, it's hard to square that this Nussmeier kid threw for 4,000 yards last year. Like, what the hell happened? Right. I know people say the oblique injury, things like that. Obviously, they lose Will Campbell to the NFL. Yeah, this feels like a Vandy spot all the way. I think their offense is going to be able to find success. I don't think the LSU offense is going to be able to score. Don't see that many playmakers on that team offensively. It's kind of weird, you know, for a school that's produced some of the best, you know, skill guys in the history of the NFL, for them to have like none right now is kind of weird. But yeah, I would take Vandy at home, no question.
Torn on this one because I'm a big Nussmeier fan. But I'll tell you, Vandy is – they're just a good overall solid team. It's not just Diego Pavia. You know, they've got some players. I love Clark Lee. The only thing that's keeping me from taking Vandy is, you know, road games are difficult. But that is objectively, and I know it's gotten better, but objectively, it is the weakest home field advantage in the conference. I mean, Vandy doesn't really have diehard football fans. They got a couple of fans, like the parents of the players, but most people in Nashville are probably Kentucky or Tennessee fans. They're not Nash. They're not Vandy fans. They've got a handful, but it's a lot like it reminds me a lot of like you know SMU here, right? SMU. Most people in DFW are Texas or Texas A&M or Texas Tech or Oklahoma. I mean, you got to get way down the list before you get to SMU, and it's the same. I think it's the same thing in Nashville. So I don't think they have a great home crowd, home field, but I do think that they are going to win this game. I just 2.5, sure, take it. It's so small the point spread.
All right, one more game I wanted to touch on, and we only got about a minute here, so we can do so quickly and maybe carry it over into the next segment if we have to. But Utah-BYU, massive game at the top of the Big 12. Utah 5-1 with one conference loss. BYU 15th in the country, undefeated at this point. The number that sticks out to me, Devin Dampier continues to produce more yardage on the ground than he does through the air. He literally ran for 120 yards last week and threw for 104 in their win over Arizona State. BYU, I think, more of a complete team at this point. Laying 3.5, I wouldn't lay the points. I think this will be a final possession game. I think it should be a good one. John, in like 30 seconds, you got to read on this.
Yeah, I'd just go Utah. If you can find a juice 3 out there just for the chance to push, I would just bet Utah here. I think they're a little bit more consistent. I like the coach. He's been around for a long time. He's won some big games. So give me Whittingham in a game like this, although it's not a game that I would typically bet. I just never have a great feel for it.
I ain't touching it, man. If I was going to – it's too tricky, these rivalry games. Now, there's no altitude advantage at all, right? A lot of teams going to BYU or Utah, they're going to get screwed by the altitude. That's not going to happen here. I'm staying away. I don't trust either one.
We'll take an updated look at the Heisman market. Carson Beck still at the top. Ty Simpson right there nipping at his heels. And is Fernando Mendoza a legit candidate after Indiana's upset win over Oregon? Plus our best bets, a pizza money parlay thrown in as well. All coming up here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.